As 1961 dawned, it was back to the ballads for Elvis Presley. Since his return from the Army, Elvis had topped the charts with a song based on the late 19th century melody O Sole Mio, transliterated into It's Now or Never. The same session revived a 1920s love song, Are You Lonesome Tonight? So when Presley went to RCA's Nashville studio in late October 1960, along with the gospel tunes lined up for his first religious-themed album, His Hand in Mine, he brought a new treatment of another Italian classic. Jerome Felder was born in Brooklyn in 1925. Overcoming challenges presented by polio, Felder developed a love for blues music and performed in clubs in the Big Apple under his stage name Doc Pomus.
Well, they call me Doc, I can make you feel so good.
His first big check as a songwriter was the $1,500 royalty payment he received for giving Lieber and Stoller the basic version of Youngblood, which they retooled into the Coasters hit.
Look at that.
Doc formed a writing partnership with fellow Brooklynite Mort Schumann, and they took an office alongside other soon-to-be-famous song crafters in the Brill Building. A medley of their greatest hits would include A Teenager in Love.
Why must I be a teenager in love?
Save the Last Dance for Me.
Save the Last Dance for Me.
And This Magic Moment.
This Magic Moment.
The duo's composition, A Mess of Blues, was the B-side of It's Now or Never, so they had an in with the Presley bunch. Picking up on the trend of repurposing old tunes into new Elvis material, Pomus and Schumann decided to mine some classic gold of their own. Jean Battista and Ernesto De Cortes composed the Neapolitan song in the late 1800s, which would be translated into English as Come Back to Sorrento. The Pomus-Schumann team refitted that tune with a new set of lyrics as Surrender.
So, my darling, please surrender.
All your love so warm and tender.
A song in Presley's back pocket that he shoehorned into the gospel sessions would resurrect this turn-of-the-century melody into a 1961 number one. Oddly enough, the song which replaced Surrender at number one was a new take on an old song Elvis recorded back in his Sun Record days, a 1930 Rodgers and Hart composition which went through three lyric changes before it emerged as Blue Moon. In this case, it was a Pittsburgh vocal quintet known as the Marcells taking a doo-wop slant on the romantic movie musical number. This song was cut as a throwaway B-side in the final 8 minutes of a session. It caught the ear of a record promoter who siphoned a dub off to WINS DJ Murray the K. Murray gave the song 26 plays in one show, and soon the other three songs recorded in that session became a footnote to history. Colonel Tom Parker hadn't forgotten his plan to make Elvis less available in less-than-larger-than-life-size form.
Elvis Presley.
Presley's two 1961 benefit concerts, first for Memphis Charities and then for the USS Arizona Memorial, marked the end of his live concert appearances for another 7 years.
I hear you.
Although Elvis wouldn't be on stage at your local auditorium, you could still find him packing them in at the theater.
Wild, they called it.
Wild in the Country put Elvis back on the big screen in the summer of 61. It was another fairly serious role, but it had more singing than the previous film, which was a step in the right direction as far as the Colonel was concerned. While in Hawaii for the USS Arizona benefit, Elvis filmed some scenes for his next movie project. It was this next Elvis movie that provided the blueprint for the films to follow.
Aloha.
And Blue Hawaii.
Thank you very much.
For WKNO, I'm Rob Grayson.